Air It Out Radio.
It's on, get out your pot. Con, no hate and stop. Drum, just turn us up, make sure it's not. We air it out. Now, who get all the butter,
yeah.
The rim,
do you?
Drive it, expose, it kind of fit.
By all means, baby.
The clock punch for a cup lighter.
Yeah.
Me, we air it
one
out.
Thing about a dog, never bite your tongue. Holding your breath, you end up missing a lung. I speak mine, pardon my peace, respect my grease, but I'm a gangster. Any felt tension, I squeeze, I handle business. 9mm jaw structure, cold hard star, I ain't even gotta touch ya. I don't mince words, I line them up for soldiers. You got something to say, get it off your shoulders. Baby mama drama, the war, Bush and Obama, all those crying, they sons being cooked with llamas. But on the other side, I spit about the Celtics and Lakers, about the riches or the pigeons, how they smelling their flavors. Call me the God and I run my body, I sweat fire out a liar. Life is a bitch, but it's something about that chick. Until I'm 6 feet deep in the ditch, believe I keep it on the hip, quick to grip and let a sing rip.
It's on, get out your pot. Con, no hate and stop. Drum, just turn the clock, make sure it's not. We air it out. Down to the get, all the butter and bread. The real job is exposed, it kind of fits. I'm on mine, get on yours. The clock punch for a cup, light it up for me. We air it out.
Air it out.
Good, everybody. It's that chick fight from Skin Hassa. Today is September the 8th, 2010. I'm doing exclusive. It's my man, the man. Y'all don't know him. His name is D. Vernon. He's been on the show for a while. He's always calling in, fitting and everything. So if y'all don't know him, y'all gonna know him tonight. Make sure y'all check out the website, www.airitoutradio.com. Actually, .net. Messing up my own website. Ain't that crazy? Anyway, Max is not here today. I'm going solo. Sometimes we're going to do that from time to time. You'll hear him. You won't hear me. We'll switch it up. So, in case you don't know the number, 347-677-1163 or toll-free 1-877-590-727. So, don't forget about the freestyles. We have them every Monday. Get your bars up. So, we was having it on the phone line, but we're going to switch it up. We're going to bring it right back here where it should be so y'all can get y'all air time in. Everybody can hear it. So, that's the way we're going to do it from this point on, and we'll continue to let everybody know as the shows go on. So, without further ado, we're going to get to the man of the hour. And we do have an hour with him. So, without further ado, I'm going to get to my man, Bernice.
What's up? What's up,
how
people?
Are you?
I'm good, Ma.
Okay, I'm glad to see you made it.
Always. I couldn't find the number in my phone. I'm like, what the hell?
I did not tell you. I told you. I asked you. Did you need a reminder? I knew you
no,
probably
I didn't
did.
Need a reminder. I mean the number, like you know.
Seems to be installed in your head.
It
should be installed in your head.
I get a lot of phone calls a day, so it's. And you usually text me, so it stay in the text. But I got like darn near 300 texts in my phone, so.
See, important
and
man.
And it started erasing them after a while, so, you know.
Right. So, you know, I Googled you and everything.
Mm-hmm.
He said, mm-hmm.
Seen that
so,
nigga with my name.
you know.
Whoever you are, you need to kill yourself because you
exactly.
are.
Exactly. For those that don't know what we're talking about, there is somebody else with his the same name, the
same
exact spelling.
Name. Yeah. He's a clown. Whoever he is, fuck that.
Now, man. Why you hating on the man? You ain't, you know.
He know who I am. I had my name for too long for him to just make that up. That's bullshit. So.
Okay. So.
You ain't seen me in a while and just like, oh, let me capitalize off of this shit. So, I don't know.
Yeah, right. Well, how did the name come about? Like, how did you come up? Is that your government name or is that just something?
Nah, that's just something like everybody called me E. And when I was rapping probably about 7-8 years ago, so I was on South Street battling all these dudes. So some nigga just was like, yo, the boy E burning them like that. And it just stuck with me. So, I mean, I just used that. So from now on, okay, that's what everybody called me, Burners, E Burners, you know.
Burner. Yeah, so. Is that noise coming from my end again? Yeah, it is.
What does it sound like, an air conditioner?
Yeah, something going on in the back.
That thing chopping, too.
Yeah. So anyway, moving along. So what made you get into the rap game anyway?
Well, a while ago, it was me, my man Ty, my man Mustafa. My man Mustafa was about to get locked up, so we around my man Ty house, and like everybody like, all right, well, let's just freestyle. We gonna tape it or whatnot, and we did it, and it sounded all right. So everybody, like, me and Ty, like, took heed to it, like, yo, let's just start a group and run with it. So me and him start writing every day, buying instrumental tapes, buying records, everything, and before you know it, we was getting a little buzz in our neighborhood or whatever like that. So we took it serious. A couple people backed us, a couple people fucked up, but I mean, it is what it is. Like, bad management is the reason why I'm not signed right now.
Wow.
Because I done been chilling with Eve. I done had Queen Latifah reciting my rap back in Tower Bookstore on South Street. Like,
wow.
It's been crazy. Like, I done been to Rough Rider Studio, all of them. And it's just crazy. Been in Rap A Lot Records where they went and got the CEO because the one of the A&Rs liked the way I rapped, and it was crazy. But it's just like Drake A&R heard me, told me, get me 5 songs on board, and I'm flying them to Cali in my face. And the boy who was managing me was managing Chris and Neef at the time, but the boy didn't like my partner, so he never told me that. He just didn't call me no more.
He wanted you.
Yeah, he wanted me, but he didn't think I would be loyal enough to, I would be unloyal and leave my man. But I was like, you should have told me that. My man would have fell back.
Yeah.
But it's like, and the boy who I was rapping with, I don't fuck with that nigga no more neither, so.
Wow, that's crazy. So you've been in the game for a minute now.
Yeah, I've been in the game for a minute, and it's just bad management. So I took it by myself, like I'm going to do everything by myself. Well, I was fucking with Hard Money, too.
Okay.
Some group, the boy who managed Sterling Sims, who signed to Def Jam, I was with them. But, like, bad communication, he started messing with some boy named Freck. I taught the boy Freck how to rap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not how to rap, but how to flow on beats properly and all that. But you take Freck to meet Tone and Poke, I got an attitude about that. So,
right. So does that discourage you from not? Does that discourage you from not wanting a manager now?
No. I just make all my own business decisions now. Like, I still would sign with a management, but I got my cousin handling most of my business now, so I just do that. I'm the focal point of it, so I make all the decisions, so.
Right. Yeah, that is true. Like, that's crazy. You was with Eve and all of them, and.
Yep, all of them. And the manager, the reason why I'm not cool with Eve is because instead of him trying to link up with her, this when she signed to Dre the first time.
Mm.
And when she was out college, we was still in contact with her. Like, she was supposed to do a song with us, everything, but he trying to smash instead of handle business, so.
Right. Have you seen this guy, like, recently?
I think he locked up. Like, we cool.
Because you're going to look past it. Yeah.
It's just not the same.
Right. Well, at least that didn't discourage you from, you know,
doing
what you're doing right now.
I'm a trooper. I'm from the hood.
Yeah.
I've seen it all.
So let everybody exactly know where you're from anyway, even though I know.
North Philly, 17th Street, Montgomery, Diamond Street, Susquehanna, all that. Like, I'm from that area.
All right. Well, we got a lot of your music, so we're going to break it up here and there. We're going to get into couple of your songs, and
right,
we'll be right back to you.
All right.
Okay.
yeah, come on, yeah, shake that ass, put your booty in, my, why you flirting, let me see it bounce, shake that ass, put your booty in, my, why you flirting, let me see it bounce, we gon' get this party started, we gon' get this party started. Ladies, man, y'all know my name. They call me E-Dot around the champagne. The party don't start till we get there. Steam heaps in here, put your teeth in the air. Yeah, ladies looking fly, dogs all that. But look at my on the floor, dog, I gotta have them. You caught my eye, don't act close to ride. Yeah, I'm E-Brothers, I came to say hi. You doing, I ain't come here to ruin your fun. But she's a dime, I get two thumbs up. A ass like Buffy, mine is so fluffy. Like my chick sick, shorty, you gotta love me. I'm in VIP, custom CD. You not the groupie type, yeah, man, we know. Anyway, how about we go to IHOP? You can hop on top, this shit don't stop. Come on, shake that ass, put that work in. Man, why you flirting? Let me see it bang. Shake that ass, put that work in. Man, why you flirting? Let me see it bang. Shake that ass, put that work in. Man, why you flirting? Let me see it bang. We gon' get this party started. We gon' get this party started. Bang, I beat your ass from the wall, trying to get cat. To buy your drinks at the bar, you got to look, to smile, your ass is like, whoa, how you trying to get a meal when they ass is broke? Come roll with a ball, I'm Magic Don Juan, my pinky got glaciers of ice like grape wine. You like the way I'm stuntin', wanna get into something, I'm playing to get you coming, then you get nothing. I'm plotting, my, I peek your ass watching, stones in my Jacob, mommy a clockin', let's leave, I got a hotel full of nights, trying to get them late time before my next flight. You game, I knew you was, I got the charm, plus my dick is a bomb, by the sick is a. You heard that line, me too, I stole it from Jay. But time is money, we could talk another day. Shake that ass, put that work in. Ma, why you flirting? Let me see it bang. Shake that ass, put that work in. Ma, why you flirting? Let me see it bang. Shake that ass, put that work in. Ma, why you flirting? Let me see it bang. We gon' get this party started. We gon' get this party started. Goes out to the chicks with gang like Miller Bradley. As soon as I blew was the first, they said they had me go bigger. Plotting on my figures, I want bigger. Would it be like this if I wasn't that nigga? Some girls are shifty on my dick cause I'm icy. And was it the cause of the fame that made you like me? You saw me at the show, checked out here at the show. You say you like my flow, but you know how that goes. You wanna go to the telly, blow up my celly. Bet chicks like you do the shit on the deli. Showing your ass, plans to get rich, man. Show some plans, yeah, stop scheming on my cash. You getting outta, you ain't make my flow hotter. Chicks, I got a lot of, you talking that yada yada. So ladies, take it easy, don't be so dumb. I bring nothing special, we go from one to the next. Come on, shake that ass, put that work in. My, why you flirting? Let me see it bang. Shake that ass, put that work in. My, why you flirting? Let me see it bang. Shake that ass, put that work in. My, why you flirting? Let me see it bang. We gon' get this party started. We gon' get this party started.
Jizzy, we might get a BT award for this one, man. Vibe, the you know all the hood Jones, man. All my strippers. Get it.
Why ghost writers charge that price?
bitches, man, damn. 11:30, yeah.
We come from an era where all money was dirty. Yeah. We did what we had to. Pistol with the fab, yeah. Got anything it took to get our hands on the cash.
I'm the man, a fucking genius. Go ask me. I pop off, you twist and bust some tight jeans. Homie, I'm the ice cream man. Come get it too. Come round on some dumb shit. Get your ass bruised. Wood flow spill on your carpet. Oops, and a bad bitch to chop you up. We ain't cahoots. Yep, that's my girl. She like that I'm thorough. My flow will make you know lyrics have an ass girl. The zoo come out, have you flying like girl. Wireless, I promise, I'm so well polished. Take him out the pros, put his ass back in college. Teach you about the pro tools, teach you how to rhyme, bitch. It's me, the one and only. They all my babies, you can call me Mr. Maury. Hell no, we ain't believing these nigga stories. Team drive by, your strip can get gory. Yep.
Okay. Loving that.
Okay. I hear you.
Yeah.
Do you pick something up?
You gotta let everybody know that you songwrite too. So if they need some hooks or something.
Oh yeah, I do everything. R&B, rap. I even got some pop beats that I did. You already know I got writers for these, so I got people that just write songs, so.
Exactly. How did you get into that, or you just
I was managing three R&B young girls before, and they couldn't write, so I actually, like, tried it, and it actually came out hot, so writing R&B ain't nothing but another form of rapping, but it's just slowed down.
Right, right. And a lot of people don't know that,
out.
Too.
Yeah, you just stretching words out. Why you think Ja's so good at writing hooks in 50, like, they already singing a song, like, mm-hmm. I mean, they just singing it in the rap way.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true. Some people have trouble doing it, though, so
yeah,
they just can't do it.
Because you need imagination.
That's true.
And life
so
is
you,
mostly, like, I mean.
Yeah, you produce, you ghostwrite.
Ghostwrite.
What else do you do, besides being an artist?
Ghostwrite. I do all that. I got a studio, all that.
So which one would you prefer to do if you had to hang everything else up?
Rap. I just like the attention it brings. Like when somebody know that you hot and hear you, like that you just it's the look on people's faces, like wow, like you got that wow factor as a rapper. Like I think it's no other feeling like that. When you're a producer, you always behind the scenes most of the time.
Right, but they get paid more though.
Yeah, but that's why I rap and produce, so I can get all of it.
Right, that's true.
I mean, they do get paid more, but a good rapper, Jay-Z was never a producer, and ain't no producer richer than him, so.
Yeah.
50 Cent neither. So,
yeah, that's
like,
true.
You look at certain rappers, Nelly, like, all these dudes made more money probably than their producers, so it's like, gotta run with it.
Right.
Don't hear a producer name on everything. The producer don't go to the award show with the rapper. They don't get them the award. They get a rapper the award. So,
that's true.
Catch 22 with it, but
no, but they do. They do get an award like after.
Yeah, they get the plaque.
Yeah.
When they won, like in that record or whatever, like that. They point. So, I mean, you never know how good a record. A record you can't sell a blank record, so.
That's
it's nothing that the artist doing that you gotta, acknowledge. So they bring your beat out.
Yeah. So what's the one thing that, you know, I know we were talking about stalkers and stuff too. We'll get into that. But what's the one thing that you regret the most since you was talking about that, you know, all that controversy that you not getting signed? What's the one thing that you hate the most? No, you regret the most.
That I regret?
Yeah.
I don't really regret it. It's just like
if you could change it.
If I could change it, I think I would have handled more of my own business than let somebody else like take full control of it. Like me waiting for a person, like I can't stand waiting for people who don't want the same thing you want.
Right.
I kinda regret not for this. I regret not, like, speaking up more. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no, I don't want to do that. Or, no, that's not a good move. Or, like, me, I was just following suit. But I was always the leader, but I was still following suit. Like, even in groups. Like, the boy I actually started rapping with got killed last December.
Wow.
And, like, it hit me hard. Like, it really, like, it shook me a little bit. Like, I got a whole mixtape. My 10th mixtape is, like, really, like, in the depression stage because I lost my homie, I lost my cousin, and I lost my man I started rapping with in less than 3 months. So it was, like, crazy. So,
yeah, all that.
And I just, like, I looked at it like, damn, like, we were supposed to get on top. Like, we had songs on the radio. We was on the Make It or Break It. Got, like, 85% Make It. And we was on the, what's the boy who used to be on 103.9? I forgot his name. But he used to have that show, that funny-ass show that used to come on. We was on that. It was a bunch of things. Like, I worked with Ruggedness, Mert, all of them. Like, every
shout out to her.
Like, yeah, that's my man.
Wow. So you just, I'm thinking you just, like, getting into it. You already done been out. You established somewhat.
Yeah, I mean, like,
okay.
It was to the point where I was going to sign with Black Friday at one point.
Wow.
But my whole personality is, I don't really think Philly when I rap. I think Cali, I think Texas, I think Atlanta, Florida, Miami. Like, I don't think, I like, my focus is not on, I'm going to say enough Philly slang in this rap so everybody in Philly are like me. No, I don't care. If you go away and make a comeback, they're going to love you anyway. So, like, I look at it that way. Like, I actually was so dug deep in with Black Friday and them that I was at the Dynasty album release party in New York with Russell Simmons and all of them, like, sitting next to me and all that. Like,
wow.
So, I seen it. Like, I actually got to rap for Puffy and all that in front of my, like, in my face.
Was you nervous?
No, I ain't nervous. I'm never nervous.
A lot of
nervous.
People get nervous, like, when they're around Puffy for some reason.
When I rap for Puff, I had, like, 300 raps memorized. So, I wanted to battle whoever he put in front of me. So, it didn't even matter. The hood fellas, whoever, like, so.
So, I know you come on and you freestyle and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about getting into the battles? Like, are you going to start doing the DVDs and all that stuff?
Nah, you know what? I don't really like battling no more. Like, I think I did that early in my career enough. Like, I think I battle everybody. Everybody who was something. I battled Oskino. I battled everybody. Like, it was just, that's when battling was cool.
Right.
Now, everybody, when I hear a battle rap, like, it don't incite me because it's just...
Even the money?
But the money excite me, but I don't care. I be to scream my voice out trying to battle somebody. Like, I record so much that my voice damn near trained to record. So it's like, if I rap live most of the time, I get hoarse or, like, my voice will go out fast because I'm not used to yelling. So
right.
It's just, like, I mean, it's cute, but I got some young
you
kids
said it's
that
cute.
Battle, so... Yeah, that shit cute. That shit for niggas who can't write songs.
Yeah, that's, you know what? That's what I always say, too. I feel like, you know, a lot of the freestyle rappers, they don't really know how to make a song.
Yeah.
They really don't.
But it's not, they not taught. Like, when I first started rapping, I wasn't taught how to write songs. I was just rapping. I didn't count bars. It wasn't until I actually started going to a studio when somebody like, well, how many bars you got? Matter of fact, it was Ruggedness. Ruggedness actually taught me how to count bars. From Batcave, he taught me how to count bars because he was like, it's every 4 seconds, and I got used to it. So I got in the mood where I'm only rapping 16, or I'm only rapping 24. I would never rap a thousand. Like, I don't got time. If I can't get to the point of 16 to 24, it feel like I'm wasting breath. So it's like, I mean, I done battled people. Like, it's I battled Neef, I battled O, I battled Jewels. Me and Shaheen was in a couple ciphers and all that. Like, it's. I've been
wow.
there, done that. I did battles with Eve and all that. Like, it's...
You went up against a girl, Eve?
No, Eve was battling niggas.
Oh,
okay. Me and Eve was together. We was like, some playground out, shelter him somewhere, and she was battling some niggas, and we came up. Like, she called us and told us to come up there, because it was a bunch of niggas she was up there battling, so we just came up there, like, to help us.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, so we was on her side. She was battling niggas, though. She was doing fine by herself.
Right.
Yeah, so, right. I mean.
So, that's what's up. We're going to get in a couple more jams. I'm gonna go into Who Got and
Who Got?
Y'all Don't. Yeah.
That's my second single too off this album I'm about to drop.
Okay, so here we go.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Eat, burn us, come on. Just go.
I got it on
low.
I got it.
I'm a Don, I'm sorta like the bishop. Henny in my cup, starting to feel a hiccup. Leaning already, link kinda heavy. Shining like Terrell Hicks, body and belly. Wife on my arm, nothing like an evil. Lucky charm bracelet, fly as an eagle. No Philly bread, Hollywood mind. Gunner as the rest, but enjoy age wine. Read between the lines, I'm more mature. Some cats got dreams, see I'm more secure. See I plan real big, and hope for the worst. Live by the G-code. Till I'm stuffed in the dirt. Work ethic roster. Y'all rest up. Burners gon' prosper. Y'all can't fuck. Get on to get off, dog. This train don't stop. Ambitions of a rider. I feel like pop. Come on. Who got the blocks on lock?
That's me.
Who got the streets on smash?
That's me.
Who got the crowd going nuts? Who got your girl in his nuts? Milwaukee status. I fall for the bucks. Yep. Who got the blocks on lock?
That's me.
Who got the streets on smash?
That's me.
Who got the blocks on lock? Who got the streets on smash? In the fence with his foot on the gas. See, my name rang bells. I do my shit well. The most underrated since the late Big L. The E-Burners one and only. You niggas know me. Half you niggas phony. The industry could blow me. All I see is bitches. The game out the closet. We tryna stack riches. Don't make us get violent. Cause for that blood money, we going all out. Fingers and games with that thing up in your mouth. We bring it to your house. Y'all know how he play. I roll with guns that cut quicker than DJ. Fuck you up like cheap liquor. My buzz getting bigger. I'm really much sicker than the best niggas around. I run this town. When you hear that sound, stay low to the ground. I'm dumping the beat bumping. Cats ain't about nothing. Frontin' like they gon' do something. Squeeze your bluff. Who got the blocks on lock?
That's me.
Who got the streets on smash?
That's me.
Who got the crowd going nuts? Who got your girl in his nuts? Milwaukee status. I fall for the bucks. Yep. Who got the blocks on lock?
That's me.
Who got the streets on smash?
That's me.
Who got the blocks on lock? Who got the streets on smash? In the pens with his foot on the gas. I got the mind of a hustler, grinding ambition. When I was whipping in the kitchen, hold up, nigga, listen. From the streets where it's everyday gunplay. Hard as fuck, yeah. Even though I feel bad to say, I was born in poverty. People still follow me. And even when I get a crib way out in Cali, Philly is my home. I condone the thug life. I like 9 mils, but I'm really the snug type. They call me E-Dub. I'm in heavy rotation. All these cats hating, but I bet they girls waiting. Y'all know my story. Please don't remind me. Y'all MCs light in the ass. Come find me. I'll be down north. Stunting in somebody else's Porsche, of course. You faggots won't knock me off course. It's my destiny. The recipe is get your own. This is child's play, kid. Cocksuckers, I'm grown. Who got the blocks on lock?
That's me.
Who got the streets on smash?
That's me.
Who got the crowd going nuts? Who got your girl in his nuts? Milwaukee status, I fall for the bucks. Yep. Who got the blocks on lock?
That's me.
Who got the streets on smash?
That's me.
Who got the blocks on lock? Who got the streets on smash? In the pens with his foot on the gas. Who got the blocks on lock?
That's me.
Who got the streets on smash?
That's me.
Who got the crowd going nuts? Who got your girl in his nuts? Milwaukee status, I fall for the bucks. Yep. Who got the blocks on lock?
That's me.
Who got the streets on smash?
That's me.
Who got the blocks on lock? Who got the streets on smash? In the pens with his foot on the gas.
Everybody wanna be the next. next nigga. No patience, ain't hope, ain't come out the gate. Just blazing, time, dedication, a whole lot of hating. Labels wouldn't sign them, so that nigga made them. These cats lack charisma, your voice is everything. Cause your man did it, don't give your rights the same. What I'm about to bring to the table, unstable, picture so vivid. About to race the little free cable, direct EV. If y'all see what I see, I dare these cams got the audacity to ever come near me, try to compare me. I mean it, feel these niggas better fear me. I'm hot like, man, fuck it, I'm a punchline. I ain't talking football and Nestle when it's crunch time. Stuck in one time, on the wall with 1-9. The greedy motherfucker who was getting in one time. Go and shine and get rich, not bold. I'm the hottest motherfucker alive, I'm a dope, whoa.
Okay, okay. Burner.
Yo.
Yeah. Going on. You got his
face. I try. And look, that's crazy, because you know what? Like, the only, I didn't even think you played nothing new yet. That's crazy.
What?
No, that's not new. All that shit is old.
Is it really?
Is it really?
Why are you giving me old stuff?
It ain't been heard, so it's new to everybody.
Okay, yeah, so, yeah, basically. So, I mean. Yeah.
It's just like, who got I recorded probably like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But I like it, so, like, when you hear it on the album, though, all the verses is going to be changed. So, it's.
Do you still like all your old stuff? Because me, I'm like, I don't want to hear none of my old stuff.
I do. I'm nice. I think it's nice. Like, I can listen to my first book, like, it was.
Right.
My first mixtape got a whole bar shut down, like everything, like it's crazy. It's
wow.
Like once you know as an artist, once you find yourself come to that point where you know you're not gonna say no funny shit, or you like you already know, like once you lay it down, like oh that's good. Like this, I got in that zone. Once I got in that zone, like it was just, like I don't sleep. I probably get 3 hours.
I know, you be in the studio like crazy.
Yeah, I gotta be, man.
Crazy.
Somebody passed me, so I gotta pick up the slack.
How do you juggle that, like being, you know, a father and everything?
Shit, hard,
right? I know it is. Especially the hours that you put in, you know?
Yeah, so, like I woke up my food this morning and everything, like this.
Aww.
It's like, I mean, it's a process, but once you work a schedule, like, most of the time I go to work, I come home, like, I make sure they cool, and then, like, after they sleep, and I just, that's why I be all night.
Right.
It's like, it don't affect my balance, like, as far as me getting up for work, blah, 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 like that, so.
I mean, do they be like, well, daddy, I miss you, like, you know.
They see me every day, so they see enough of me.
Right.
They bother me until they sleep.
That's one of the bad things about being an artist, or, you know, you being away from your family and stuff.
Yeah, like, I think that's probably the only thing that, like, affect me as far as, like, going on tour and stuff like that. Like,
mm-hmm.
I won't see them, but they understand when they won't be, well, they already don't want for nothing, but, you know. You know how kids get super spoiled once they up.
Yeah, that's
as
true.
As long as they don't turn in the runs, kids, we all right.
So what do you think is, what's the thing that we're going to expect from you, like, in the next couple months?
Just expect, like, excellence. Like, I'm on a whole other level as far as recording now. Like, I feel it myself, man, look, the other day I did 8 songs. Like, the day after that, I did 6 more songs. So it's like my brain, like, working, like, super fast now, because I got a deadline for the album to be turned in.
And when is that?
It's in October 15th, the album got to be in.
October 15th.
Yep,
and you're doing, like, 8 songs a day. I mean, what the hell?
But I
want
to do 52, so it's like, I want to do 52 songs to pick some, like, so the eyes is cool.
Oh,
like, who's to say, like, the other songs that don't make the album? I could probably put another album out with probably a couple more singles or whatever like that. So it's like, with me working. So,
what's a couple dollars to me?
Hold on.
What's a couple dollars to me? What's a couple dollars to me? What's a couple dollars to me?
Acting up. I know, it's acting up on me. So anyway,
it's just like, I got a triple mixtape about to come out too.
That's a lot of songs, bro.
Triple CD. Like, I got, like, when people be like, when people say they get writer's block, I've never had that ever in my life.
I've only had it once, and I had it for
like,
a month.
But you know what? When I thought I had writer's blocks, I was just in producer mode. Like, I was just making beats. Like, I would probably make, like, 10 beats a day. Like, I was just doing that. So it was, like, occupying my time from writing. As soon as I start writing or as soon as I made a beat that I actually wanted to rap to myself,
mm-hmm.
like, because when I make beats, I be making them for everybody I deal with. So they have
right.
something to do while I'm recording or if I'm not there or something like that. So if I make something just by mistake or something like that and be like, oh, this hot, and I want to rap to it myself, then I, like... I stop and be like, yeah, I'm gonna write to this real quick, and I'll be writing a song while the beat, while I'm not even finished the beat yet. So
yeah, that's crazy. Like, that's a lot of stuff. Like producer, you gotta make beats, and I can feel the pressure on you right now.
I got a lot of hits, but it's like
it's only worth it.
I got a lot of hats, but you know what? I think in the end, like, it's just teaching me more about the game. Like, as far as if I get in, if I'm grinding like this now, if I get paid to actually rap and I don't have to do anything else but rap, I could just imagine the output because it's more time for me.
Right.
Like, now I got kids, I got a job, make sure everybody else is happy while
you work? I thought you would be in a damn studio, like, 24-7.
But I do carpentry work, like, for a year.
Oh, okay.
So, I cook, I fix computers, I do everything. Like,
I know. You said that on the show,
like,
the other day. I was like, what? Okay.
People just, I think people sell themselves short too much. Like, I mean, you can do anything as long as you use your brain. Like, I've never been a dumb dude. Like, I graduated. Like, I mean, like, I had some bull hating on me. That I used the rap word saying I've been a good dude all my life. But I was like, in terms of good dude, what do you mean? Yeah, I always been a good nigga. I'm loyal. Like, I always been a good nigga. Like, you saying a good dude, like, what, as far as I didn't sell drugs, I didn't do this. Like, I got a scar on my chest that's permanent, that's not going nowhere.
Uh-oh.
From something somebody did. So, like, it's
wow.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I dabbled, but I'm smart. Like, I didn't want to be a career drug dealer.
Did that have anything to do with being a rapper, or that just was...
No, that was something else. Like,
okay.
Something personal, somebody I beat up and came back.
Yeah,
like,
somebody I beat up.
But it's like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, I never wanted to be these. I always wanted to be more. Like, my mom seen more of me, so, like, why wouldn't I want to be more? Like, I don't want to make her unhappy with me. Like, just because you had both your parents. Like, the dude actually beefing had both his parents in the crib, good church people, all that, and you dropped out. Your only fame to life is selling drugs. Like, you a clown. Do something. You got kids. I can't keep selling drugs. No, I can't do that.
Right.
So, like, I mean, mm-hmm. that's just like, these niggas just don't get it. Niggas is comfortable with they want to be the kingpin, and there's not no more kingpins. All the kingpins is locked up or dead or snitching. So,
So what would you do if you wasn't being an artist producing? What else would you do?
If I wasn't in the music field, period.
Right, music.
I don't know. Like I got 3 degrees. So,
wow.
Like I got a culinary degree, I got a carpentry degree, and I got a tech degree. So.
Wow.
I mean, it is what it is.
You got too many. You can basically pretty much do anything.
Yeah, I don't sell myself short. So it's like when mm-hmm. When it's time to take advantage, like I take online classes. Like I actually was working in a hospital if I got my culinary stuff and all that. But like people always look at it like mostly like even if you listen to my stuff now, you won't hear me talking about 90 guns I got in the crib because I don't. You won't hear me saying a bunch of drugs I sold because I didn't. Like, I mean, I seen it. I seen it all. Like, I could have did it all, but I didn't. Like, so some people choose the right way, some people choose the wrong way. Like, I guess I chose the right way.
Yeah.
And I think my son, my first son humbled me out a little bit because I was knee deep in it. And when I found out I was having a boy, like, I, like, left. Like,
yeah.
I'm done.
Kids do humble you
no
a little bit.
Yeah.
I know you perform and everything. So what's one of your rituals that you do before you go on, or you just straight, you just go on without? Some people have certain things that they do before they go on.
I don't think it's a ritual. I just probably drink a bottle of water or something. You know,
okay.
Something neutral.
So who would you, if you had to choose anybody?
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
My house phone about to die, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to call on my cell phone, but...
All right, well, I'm going to get into a couple of your songs anyway, and then we'll come back to you.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, this is real, y'all. Real life. It's from the heart, man.
These take a lot out
of me,
man.
It don't get much realer. Y'all know how I get on these joints sometimes, man. Just black out. Let you know what's bothering me, you know? Well, these days, this would bother me, but yeah. Yeah, you know.
What up, Reed Fish, your little brother Burners? It's been a while since you've been convicted of murder. I know you innocent, that's why I hurt so much. To write my feelings down, I feel like rolling the Dutch. And I don't even smoke, but it might hide the pain that I get every time someone mentions your name. I'm not here to say goodbye, I'm here to say what's up. To let you know I care, I know I don't write much. Tears rolling down, my face seems lost, God took you away. Yeah, for what cause, we had some good times. The band is our way, I swear to God. Every single night I pray to see you home safe in the same state of mind. It feels like I only can write when it rhymes. I'm sorry for not being there when you need it. Remember our party, we was drunk plus weeded. Bro is a hell of a friend, probably your best. If we could start all over, I would have ditched the rest. I still think he did it, I'm holding the grudge. Cause he should be there instead of someone I love. I'm doing pretty good, my children getting bigger. It's a shame, they never seen my real nigga. And all due time, they gon' see they family. Me and kids on the right track, it's just like candy. But it's bittersweet, cause you're not around. They hate your input, you know you like the clown. Jizz got crazy on the beat, it's just spirit. He learned from watching you, my pain, I'm aware of it. Until you home, dawg, eating real lovely. Don't care what people think, only God can judge me. This from the heart, here's a pint of my blood. Filled on this page, tell a man up above to forgive me for what I did. Am I being punished? The years they gave you made me sick to my stomach. Conspiracy, somebody got to be kidding me. Y'all wonder why we hate the law, hope y'all feeling me. This is murder, take a young man's dream. Crush him and fill him with nightmares and screams. The feelings in order, I'm calling for you, bro. I put in the good word, but keep that on the low. I know you gon' be good, we was bred strong. That's why I write these songs, to help me right my wrongs. We built for the struggle, we had some sick kids. Let you know, dog, I'm here, too sick and thin, come on.
John, I'ma take y'all there just real quick, man. Up tempo though. Not sad, but real. You know. Yo,
I remember how life was out on the grind. Trying to be rich when it wasn't my time. I lost some close friends who thought it would end. Had family members go out and binge, lose everything, even their self-respect. It's crazy what people would do for a check. Grandparents gone, almost lost my mom on that tragic night. Almost lost my mind. The things you cherish, things you hold dear, in the blink of an eye could all disappear. I had to do right, get my life together. Chase my dreams instead of chasing the cheddar. Low moments of life make the eye wanna shine. Can't wait for the day when I can say about time is mine. My faith's been signed to deliver. I remember nights almost drive me a river. With no silver lake, refuse to be fake. Can't betray something I'm not just to get cake. It won't happen, that's why your boy rapping. Trying to make a change and keep some hands clapping. Dog is cheap, it moves coffee grips. So I'm out on my feet till they know I'm the shit. In the spotlight, that's right, I'm finally here. J-Hug, don't you hear my, I felt them tears.
dollars. We buzzworthy,
yeah,
ain't we,
Jizzy?
Let's go, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Check out how they hating, cuz they never seen a buzz this big, this quick. Still, I don't give a fuck. I still hold it down, put it on for my town. Still carry 4 pounds around. What I look like, I'm no clown. They call me the D.O.P. See how they respect the G. Back when I was chasing keys, cats was ratting for some cheese. Left that thug shit in the past. Not a better way to get some cash. Write this rap, fighting that track. Look how I blew up so fast. Game don't change, same old drama. But I wanted more, I could be Obama. Change is good, still in the hood. I wouldn't leave this bitch if I could. They showed me love, they broke my shit. Crowd around every time I spit. Loyal as hell, still love the smell of abandoned house when the wind blow well. I'm so glad I live with the Crocs. Smooth as hell like Cody on a rock. That's my block, that's the spot where I first went hand to hand with the rocks. Came a long way, never forgot the people around who kept me hot. Kids I got, shit on lock. These niggas better pray I stop. I'm buzzworthy, y'all heard me, I'ma play dirty. 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 I'm buzzworthy, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know y'all heard me, I'm buzzworthy, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know y'all heard me, I'm buzzworthy, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I know y'all heard me. I'm buzzworthy, buzzworthy, buzzworthy. Yeah, yeah. Check out.
Okay. I hope everything's straight,
yeah,
over,
yeah,
here, Brian. Are you ready?
Huh?
Think I'll try to push a couple in there, you know, in the meantime. You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, okay. So,
It started beeping on y'all. I said, oh, shit.
Nah, it was good, though, because you know what? I should have went in a break anyway, though, with the song, though. That's good.
Yeah,
so I was going to ask you before we cut off or whatever, if you had to sign with anybody, who would that be?
That's hard.
Why?
Probably, I would have said T.I., because I actually like his movement, but he fucking up, man, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like it's a bunch of labels, but I would want to go to a label that see me as their best interest. Like I would sign with 50. Really? Like,
that,
I mean,
what if he turned his back on you and stuff? Like that's one of the things.
He turned his back, like, but you look at the people he turned his back on wasn't in his camp from the beginning, and they wanted to be him.
Right.
You gotta follow suit. But you think about. I'm looking as an artist, as seeing somebody who pushed somebody else's album. He pushed Yayo to 800,000.
Mm-hmm.
And can't nobody tell me Yayo should sell more than anybody. So it's like, you push these dudes to these numbers, you push Young Buck to 2-something million, you push Banks to 2-something million, you push Game to damn near 5 million. So why wouldn't you want to sign with somebody like that? Like, and if you look at
the aftermath
top,
that go with it, like, he's drama.
I mean, but he dropped them after what? After he made the millions of dollars?
Yeah.
Game wanted to be the man. Like, that's what it was.
Yeah.
I mean, Young Buck, he probably just had financial issues. Everybody else, who else was in his camp that he left? Let go.
What?
I mean, everybody got their own opinion, but Banks and all them dudes are still there.
Yeah, Banks is doing pretty good.
And he's still putting out songs. Beamer Benz and Bentley, probably one of the biggest songs this year so far.
Right.
Like, I mean, they put that out on G-Unit. That way he wasn't even signing nobody. They lost it. They ain't even got distribution no more, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I'm just looking at it as an artist who's going to try to get their artist money. You look at Jay-Z, all his silly artists are starving right now.
All of them.
I ain't going to say starving, but they nowhere near his tax bracket.
Yeah, exactly. They still, like, wandering around.
Like Free is probably the only person I see doing major stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because nobody else has deals, I think, like, or legitimate deals.
Right.
So, like, I mean, like, not to take nothing from them, but I think it was him. Like, I mean, I think it was, like, a selfish thing, so I don't know. Mm-hmm.
What would you want people to know? Like, you know, they know you're a producer, a rapper, all that stuff. What is the one, like, name something that nobody knows about you that you really would want them to know?
Just to know that, like, I don't BS with people's careers. Like, if you for everything I'm for, like, I would support you 100%. Like,
Like, you know how some people just got artists and they just deal with them like on a business thing. Like, everybody that's under me, like, that I deal with, like, I make beats for my whole camp, and you're talking about 7-8 people. So, everybody that's under me, or everybody that's, like, walking beside me, they all taken care of as far as, if he put something out on me, he gonna push it. If he do this, he's gonna push it. If anything involved with me, they know I'm gonna push it. Or even if it's not involved with me. Because I know people came to me, like family members that actually got stuff and was like, yo, what's up? And he like, can we, like, and I actually do that whole mixtape for him and say, look, come on, let's go. And, like, if I think you hot, I'm not charging you for studio time. I want to see you come up just as much as I want to see myself come up. Exactly. As long as you're loyal to me and as long as you don't, like, I mean, waste my time.
Right. Okay.
Like, I'm always, like, I want you on my album. You mess up playing.
I told you. I'm there. I'm there.
All right. You said you'd just be busy. So
I just be busy. That's the only thing. Other than that, you know, I'm trying to get more focused back into the.
Yeah, I've been trying to get Adonis. Bunch of people, man. Like, yeah. I just talked to Gil. So, like, I mean, it's in the works. Like, I was gonna do a straight my team, like, and get them shine. They're gonna be on it, but.
Yeah,
I mean, I might as well get some people.
Shout out to Team Heat,
yep. Man, Shorty Raw, Vazzy, Wood Cheese, June Tyler, you know, Jizzy, the other producer in my camp. You know, we just make moves, man. My man Corporal Kickass from New York, he doing his thing.
Did you say Corporate Kickass?
Corporal Kickass, that's his name. Yeah, he's from Far Rockaway. Yeah, he got shit on YouTube. Google him, yeah, he got some shit up. He be on the DJ Whiteout mixtapes all crazy. I got a singer out of North Carolina named VIP.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, VIP, I'm sorry.
So you messing up the chick name.
But
is it a chick?
She about to sign with Alicia Keys. So
really?
We got some major moves in the works, yeah. And I'm producing some of her stuff, so.
Okay.
We got some stuff in the works. I'm going to be on her album, so.
Okay.
I got a boy named Kenny. Kenny, he write. He got over like 300 songs written. He's crazy. It's my man Chip from South Philly. He on that freestyle joint with me on the on that Drake beat. Like it's a bunch of us, man. We just link up. Benny Blanco, Mike Greens.
It's about to be serious.
Yeah, it's about to be serious.
Right.
I mean, why not, man? I don't see nobody really taking over Philly as a unit. Like, that's all it's like separation. Like, I mean,
exactly.
It's either the people who've been in the game and just helping the people that's in the game now, or it's nobody. Like, you hear a bunch of cats. Like, that's why I really listen to your show. I want to hear new talent more so than the talent that's floating around already.
Exactly, and that's what I like to base it on. Because, I mean, I can easily
really
try to get Gil and all them, but, I mean, I want to hear some fresh meat, like I told you before. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You
know? Yeah, I mean, that's how you're supposed to be. It's supposed
right.
to be the new up and coming.
Some people ain't like that, though. Some people ain't like that. But
yeah,
we're going to get into a couple more of your songs for, you know, we go to break or whatever, but I want to get some more in there. I want people to hear.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, that's
Coast to Coast Instrumental. I'm back, yes, yes, niggas, I'm back, yeah, fucking, on this good truck track, I'm thinking way back, where niggas wore 8-ball jacks and soda hats, I'm a 80s baby, this ain't no baby, I'm proud of good hood, trying to touch some gravy like Jamal Woodard, who wouldn't want to play big, I move with the thing, even though I pop kid, it's a new day, put up your hands and try to box, you be somewhere stuffed in a box, a bunch of rocks, and I ain't trying to eat early, my kids got heat, so I'm up on my feet, still being got me, on my hustle, niggas ain't taking me serious, these cats is hilarious, they got you all furious, like yeah, I'm a boy from the hood, touch my kin and I'ma show you what's good, Millicent like the Zoonies, don't roll with no goonies, a whole new cat with Moji than Spoonie, pit new packer, knife in the boot, so I can cut your tongue off right after I shoot, and that's a talking about dog, so mind your lips, I know some real grips that don't mind a shit, get a grip, better yet, stay on your bees, these cats is so please. I'm allergic, so sneeze. Vibe, you got me. This is the start of the takeover. Hope y'all ate well, cocksucker. Breaks over, yeah.
It's C Burners, baby. Respect is earned, man. It's not something that's given, man. The way I'm living, the way we have these niggas living, man. Part of God's plan, man. I'm here to let y'all know. I feel eyes everywhere, sometimes I feel paranoid. A lot of people talking, it's like I'm hearing noise. Can't comprehend what they saying, mixed signals. Pointing fingers blaming, life is so dismal. I got the worst luck, I feel cursed but still giving my all. Still running for the bucks, like Michael Red. I got some thoughts in my head, like if I was dead, who would raise my kids? I'm focused on rap, so I track my reality. I ain't never make it, and still niggas follow me, they trust me. I wish I could say the same. No management, if I fell, I'm taking the blame. I lost too many, I never made a penny, and yet I still rap like the world is against me. My only fear now is too much fame. No privacy, things change, it's part of the game. Like all I want is a chance, I earned that, didn't I? I just gave y'all the truth, man, I didn't lie. Can I be what y'all want me to be? All I want is R.E.S. for E.C.C. All I want is a chance, I earned that, didn't I? I just gave y'all the truth, man, I didn't lie. Can I be what y'all want me to be? All I want is R.E.S. for E.C.C. Respect.
Wow, Brenna, you got like crazy styles.
I try to do everything, man. Like, if you can make everybody happy, if you can make everybody happy on your album, you did good. Like, it's only a few people who I can say can touch different genres with his music and or different age brackets, because I got a lot of old heads that like my music, because I'm not, like, I'm not a disrespectful, not to say, like, I don't curse, but as far as disrespectful, like, I don't say bitch. Like I keep that out of my stuff.
You did say bitch in one of them songs, buddy.
Huh?
You did say bitch in one of them songs. I was listening.
What I say? I probably was talking about a nigga, though. It's a difference, right? Yeah, exactly. I wasn't talking about a woman, so, like, I don't, like, I got seven sisters. I can't do that, like,
right.
Really, like, I mean, so it's like, I try to
keep
it.
Your hooks is crazy. Your hooks is crazy, huh? You know. Your hooks is crazy in your delivery and stuff, too, so you good. You good money.
Yeah,
I see why everybody wanted you, you know what I mean? So
yeah. It's like, and you know what, you're getting a not as hungry person as far as when I was, like,
right.
in that, like, I'm going to put it this way, like, before you heard that. Huh?
You still seem hungry. I said you still seem hungry.
Oh, I'm not saying I'm not. I'm just saying, like, before, like, I was anybody say something rap-wise, I'm rapping. Like, it was like
right.
that. Now it's, like, more, it got to be a purpose for me. Like, I'm not just somebody on the corner be like, yo, spit something. No, I'm cool. Like that. Like, now I'm like, I'm all right. Like, if I'm not gaining nothing out of it, like, if you already know I rap and you ask me to spit, that means I'm just spitting for no purpose. Like, I'm not saying you got to pay me or not like that, but why waste my breath? I can use it on something else. So, it's like, I mean, it's crazy, like, because I actually was going rock to that pun beat.
Mm-hmm.
The It's So Hard, that joint.
Right.
The boy from Rough Rider Shot gave me that beat before he pun even did something to it.
Wow.
And I, like, trashed that joint in the Rough Rider studio, but it was just like, I don't know. I mean, he signed, so you're going to give it to the sign person. Like,
right.
So, but it's just like, and I looked at it like, well, if anybody did it, I'm glad it was somebody like Pun or like Big L's, and like I'm inspired by the younger people. Like, I don't really like new rappers. Like, new rappers are so horrible to me. It's a shame.
Okay. If you had to sit down with anybody who, like, you know, producer wise, who would you want to sit down with to do a whole album with?
Producer wise?
Yeah.
Probably Just Blaze.
Just Blaze.
Who else? I like the what's the boy? T.I. producer, Tone. He hot.
Right.
It's a bunch of people. Like, I don't. It's Premier. Like, it's a bunch of people. Like, that would see. But I want global fans. Like, I don't want to base myself in. All right, that he's straight hip hop. No, I want to do party songs. I want to do everything. I want to hit everybody. Why not? Like,
exactly.
I'm more like Nas, though.
That's true. Nas is hot. We want you to go ahead and wrap it up. We're about to get up out of here and wrap up your goodbyes and shout outs or whatever. We got like 30 seconds. So.
All right. Team Heat, the Union, you know, everybody else that's riding with me, man. You know, y'all know who y'all are, man. Eat Burners. Google me. You might, if y'all see that other lane, just know it's not me, man. I don't rap like that, so.
Exactly.
I mean. Just check me out, man. Give me a chance. I won't prove you, get y'all wrong.
All right,
y'all be all right with me. All right.